So, if you like to just sit comfortably, those who aren't, you'll soon get more and more comfortable. What about your posture? How should you be sitting? You discover through kindfulness the combination of mindfulness plus kindness. What is the best position for your own body? How it can relax to the max. And that trains you in how to relax your mind. Sometimes I like it when it's like the sound of the wind blowing outside. I turn it into a positive perception. I kind of imagine that I'm on a mountaintop somewhere, so far away from any busyness, and nothing to do, really free from all of these compulsions and duties which we have in our world. And sitting alone, safe, unburdened, I'm free to feel my body and relax it as deeply as I can. I start by, please don't laugh, feeling my toes, the furthest part of my body from my brain. And as I feel the position of my toes and any pressure on them, and there is, my right toes are too squashed. So I'm going to adjust my own posture. I do that out of kindness. It's amazing how people can be so kind to others. They've forgotten how to be kind to themselves. And having relaxed my toes, check them again, can feel them, the mindfulness is there, but together with the kindness. So why are you kind to your toes? Because I'm kind to every part of my body. That's just the start. And I go, once my toes are at ease, I go to the balls of my feet, put my attention there, give them kindness. I can feel them. Because I add the kindness, it relaxes. I go to the instep, a bit further up my foot, and I can feel the sensations there. They are also at ease. To my heels, and they relax to the uppers of my feet, the instep, and then the ankles. And I've just been aware of every part of both feet that I can feel. And because of that kindness, I've relaxed them as much as I could. I can feel them, sense them, and they're at ease. And my job now is to move that kindfulness further up my body And if at any time I need to adjust the body slightly, I will do. So I go up to the calves of my legs, feel even the bones inside, skin on the outside, the muscles of the back of my lower legs. And as I move up my attention upwards, always giving relaxation care, softness. Sometimes I even imagine those legs sinking deeper into the cushions. So there's no stress on them at all. And eventually I get to my knees. And I feel the knees. That's all I know right now, focusing on them. And relaxing them. Until you feel there's no pain or ache anywhere in those knees. They're at peace. And I can move from those knees up to my thighs. Very big muscles. And I relax and ease everything as I scan my attention further up the thighs till I get to my buttocks. When I get to my buttocks, I always feel that sensation of the weight of my body pressing against the cushion. That is a tension which I can always know. And how it disappears is when I find the most comfortable position for that butt. Leave it, and you find the sensations hardly change at all over many minutes until the brain figures out it doesn't need any more attention. And the feeling of the buttocks disappears. So my whole lower body, from buttocks to toes, relaxes totally. And then I go to my waist, and that's an important part. I spend a bit of time on making sure the position of my waist is the best I can possibly make. A few times in my life I've injured my back and learned a lot how to heal it through a wise, comfortable waist position. And then once the waist is adjusted, I start scanning the body up the inside. Just call that up the digestive tracts. And I can feel my digestive tracts are pretty healthy. There's no ache or pain anywhere as I scan upwards. But I'm also interested in some of the little organs as I go upwards. If I can find anything which is an ache or unpleasant or not on the ordinary, what I usually do is pause and give it extra kindness. The kindness is the medication. A lot of times if we have an injury, we stress. We don't relax. The kindness helps us relax and move all of the tightness, tension away so healing can happen. And from scanning upwards, I soon get to my stomach. And there you give a lot of kind relaxation, ease. If there's anything undigested, that will digest next. I teach this to those who have cancer. You can feel that there is, the body is working hard to try and heal anything which is being diagnosed as cancer. You can feel it. Once you feel it, you can relax it. Relax it totally. I've had so much success in my life healing the body through awareness and kindness. Eventually I get from my stomach up to my lungs. It's amazing how peaceful you can become just in that one area of the body. Right now, the lower part of my body is kind of totally disappeared. I can't feel that pressure in my butt. All I can feel is the area where my lungs are, relaxing them to the max, at ease with them, not forcing them, not controlling them, letting them expand and dilate naturally. It's pleasant. Sometimes I surprise myself by noticing how pleasant it is just to watch my lungs. And go further up to my heart. I don't get many feelings, no physical feelings in my heart or around my heart, but I just give it kindness anyway. So everything over there, all my main organs, have an opportunity to relax to the max, until the whole body is not controlled, just has its natural rhythms to it. And I just flow with those natural rhythms. And as I recognize, just especially with something like my lungs, as I relax, the feeling gets so easy. And they go up above my heart to my shoulders. And those are usually tense. Now as I'm watching the shoulders, they are so at ease. I'm not holding anything tight. It's like I'm loosening off everything. No control. And it feels beautiful. And I allow my sensations to be noticed as the mindfulness goes down my shoulders to my arms and down the arms to the elbows, the elbows to the forearms, forearms to the wrists, wrists to the hands, and the hands to the fingers. Often I move my fingers at this time, but this afternoon I can feel those fingers and they're comfortable, they're at ease. So I leave them alone. I've relaxed the whole body up to the neck, starting from the toes. Felt all parts of it. And it's balanced and easy. It's happy to be there. I haven't told it what to do. I felt my body and it's at ease. And I go up my neck. And And I usually realize that any pressure on the neck is caused just by the head being too far forward or too far back. So I experiment with that and find the best way, the best position to hold my head, to give this feeling of strength and relaxation at the same time. And lastly, I feel the face. I say the face because that's where stress, tightness, tension can be experienced. Around the eyes, mouth, nose. I make sure that those are all closed, but not shut down tight. This is the relaxation part of the meditation. And I do know it through fear, anxiety, wanting. That's why we put too much stress on our facial muscles. It's not necessary. I relax my face as much as possible. So all wanting, anxiety, fear is weakened. And lastly, I now join all the parts of my body which can be felt together. See the whole body, and toes, up to eyebrows. And I don't just say this to impress. It actually does feel beautiful. I find it a very pleasant way to start meditation. And I stay with that pleasure for a minute or two. I find my body relaxes even more. And it's a very enjoyable way to start the meditation. So enjoyable, the mind doesn't want to wander off anywhere or to think. It's happy just being quiet in this moment. But often, this is where I make it a little bit more formal to begin with. I let go of the past. And I don't worry about future. Always remember, now is where your future is being made. Now is not the time to reflect on the past. It tires you. Stay in the present. Re-energize. It finds it's much more beautiful. Sometimes I use a simile of imagining you're carrying two heavy suitcases. It makes you tired, at least your arms ache. And the suitcase in your left hand represents the past. All that stuff you got packed in there, which you feel is necessary and you carry around with you. And in the right hand, the suitcase of the future. All your plans and hopes and fears. And now you just imagine the weight, the burden of the suitcase in your left hand, the past. And you imagine leaning to your left and lowering that suitcase onto the ground. And when it meets the ground, all the weight vanishes. The weight is now supported by the earth. You can relax. You can let go of the handle and move your left arm up. Straighten your back. You put the past down for a few minutes. Then you do the same with the suitcase in your right hand. The future. Leaning to the right, lowering that suitcase to the floor. When it meets the floor, noticing now there's no weight left. And then unlocking the grip of the hand on the handle and moving your right arm upwards. You put the future on the floor. It's safe. No one's going to take it from you. It allows you to rest. To be in meditation, not carrying anything from the past or the future. You feel free. And it's totally safe. And when you put that down, experience or even imagine the freedom and relaxation which it gives you. And then to go deeper. Stop trying to give this experience words or names. You stop thinking. Instead of thinking, we experience. We don't write a novel. We just know how it feels. And for me, certainly when I got to that point, present moment awareness, putting those two bags down, and silence. And quite naturally, the experience of my breathing just comes up. I can really be aware of my breath. I've worked to that point, worked by letting go, by relaxing first my body, then my mind. And now you don't get bored. It's a beautiful thing to see. This breath, totally natural. Air going in, the air going out. You don't see, at this point I never see a whole breath in one go. A part of a breath, then the next part, then the next part. Because you're in this moment and you're not naming things, it becomes easy. And now I become quiet.